Today, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its annual class of nominees. In total, there are 16 bands and artists up for induction, and we're going to tick through a few in a not-so-veiled attempt to play some rock on our airwaves, starting with the 1990s mainstay Nirvana. We'll take our teenage angst in flannel, please. Next up, The Replacements. The underground indie band never had a number one hit, but their influence on alternative rock lives on today in bands such as Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and The Hold Steady. Folk singer Cat Stevens, now known as Yousef Islam, makes the list once again. In the 1970s, his music captured a sense of yearning for direction in uncertain times. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Singer Linda Ronstadt is a first-time Rock Hall nominee. Her strength? Reaching into country music and turning it into rock. Fans would never describe her as no good. Moving on to LL Cool J, born James Todd Smith, part rapper, part R&B artist, all-around entertainer, he can now add repeat Rock Hall nominee to his resume. And Peter Gabriel's no stranger to the Hall of Fame. In 2010, his band Genesis was inducted. But this year, he's nominated for his solo work. Think Sledgehammer, In Your Eyes, and Salisbury Hill. Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. Finally, in the category of most makeup and highest heels, the band Kiss. Other Hall of Fame nominees this year include Hall & Oates, The Meters, NWA, and The Zombies. For a complete list, check out the two-way blog at our website, npr.org. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will announce its list of inductees in December. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.